All right. What are we at?
We're at an hour 16.
Whew. Whew.
Yeah.
Flying.
We're in, baby.
It's a good app.
Good to go. That's great.
Yeah, dude. I've been on just straight. It's been party time for the last like 3 weeks.
I'm telling you, you look great, dude.
I don't know how I look. But
you're booming and
out,
bunking, dude. You're
I've been
looking
out
good.
Boozing, doing shows.
I'm telling you,
rockstar lifestyle, dude.
You're glowing, dude.
By rockstar lifestyle, I mean free Miller Lite drafts at the fucking bowling alley in Reading.
Is that the one that has like the palm tree?
Yeah.
Palm tree?
Yeah.
That's what's up, dude.
And by rockstar lifestyle, I mean like two dudes every show I go to come up and they're like, hey, big fan of Matt and Jane's Secret Podcast, dude. Sipsides. All right, see you. I'm like, hell yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Anybody that comes up after a show and is like, I love the cast, that's dude. I'm like, I want to fucking give you a hug.
Oh, it's the best,
it means
dude.
So much.
I can't
that's
wait.
So sick.
Did you ever see the Jim Morrison movie? Where, like, he, like, does acid and meets the Indian in the desert, dude. You just fucking drink so many Coors Lights that you just meet Trump in the desert. And he's like, follow me. Follow me.
Like, what you're doing is impressive.
It's like, din, 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 din. You're just following him to a fucking sitar.
I would follow Trump, daddy.
Yeah.
We should talk about this, too. On Wednesday night, I went to a wrestling match in Brooklyn. Shout out fucking Casanova Valentine, dude.
What?
That's a dog.
That's tight.
That's
dude.
A bull for the cast.
That's tight.
Yo, this guy's.
Tell him to come on.
Yeah, definitely.
He's
if you come up to New York, we'll get him.
That'd be tight.
Or if he does a show in Philly,
yeah,
we'll get him.
Was banging out.
Dude, he was fucking sick.
I saw the clip of it, dude. It was awesome.
He was sick. This place, it was in like a bar.
Uh-huh.
In like a. Like, just like. I've done stand up in that room.
Mm-hmm.
I did a show there before. So it's like a stage, decent sized room.
The room looked
out.
Awesome, yeah.
They didn't even use a ring. It was just packed full of people, and then they just fought among the people. But the first match was pretty good. The guys, they weren't as hard. Casanova Valentine was hardcore.
Dude, I would go and watch that
full
shit.
Full-on fucking, like, smashing shit over each other's face. Him and this other guy, DJ, were just covered in blood, like, right away.
Holy
shit.
They
weren't even doing moves. It just started out with them, like, cutting each other. It was fucking nuts.
What?
But this dude was fucking sick. Like, he walked in. Charisma, dude.
Of course, dude.
Casanova Valentine, full charisma.
It's a pro wrestler.
Walked into the room, everyone was like, Casanova. It was fucking sick.
So with that kind of wrestling, is that set up like WWF too, or is it just like...
They definitely planned it
out. It's orchestrated.
But you can see, every once in a while, you can see them talk.
Really?
Like, I was looking for it, but they'll like grapple.
You're a magician, dude.
Well, I know the tricks.
Yeah,
I'm a fucking showman.
But, that's true.
No, it was sick.
That's awesome.
It was fucking sick.
I mean, just seeing dudes do like somersaults through tables is fucking awesome. You don't even have to wrestle, so yeah.
That was the first wrestling match I've ever seen.
I'd never seen one before.
It was fucking awesome.
Fucking look tight.
I'm a wrestling fan now.
I actually, as you were saying that, I'm like, fuck, I think I like the WWF now. Shit.
But yeah, dude, big shout out to Casanova Valentine.
That's awesome.
Great fucking wrestler. Keep an eye out for him.
I'm fucking...
He has it.
I'm peeled.
I don't know what it is in wrestling, but this guy's
getting to the WWE. He's getting to big time, dude. Then marrying a diva.
He's a fucking thick bull with a beard.
He's
fucking
like a Bam Bam Bigelow.
He is. Not that thick, but yes.
Yeah,
he's
like
a big, hardy...
They don't make him like that anymore.
He's a hardy, hardcore motherfucker, dude.
Shit.
It was sick.
That's
it was
awesome.
Real fun.
That's tight, dude.
Yeah.
I got a...
What?
Dude, the crowds weren't bad.
Really?
Except for the last show.
Felt like that'd be a horrible crowd.
That's what I thought it was going to be, like straight casino crowds. Wasn't bad. Was not a bad crowd, dude. It was bizarre. But the last crowd got fucking live. So this is the fifth one. So I'm like, I'm done.
Oh, now you're in cruise control.
I'm done. You go in. There's a party of like seven birthday chicks. They were like 40-something drinking like they're 20-year-olds. Like they were fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
So they were heckling the whole... So it was like they started heckling the first two comedians.
God
like,
damn, they're the worst.
Crazily heckling.
Yeah.
So then I was like, okay, so this show doesn't matter. Like, this show's done. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So I went on. I started making... The lady left as soon as I went on. Walked on stage. It was like a 360 tomahawk trash. Called her Trashy Spice, dude. She got... she had a pink, like highlighter pink tank top with a ponytail that goes straight up and then falls down. She did look like a Spice Girl. So I crushed her, and I was saying they kind of
Old
like,
Spice.
They got her out of the room. They threw like Percocets on the ground like they did for E.T. with Skittles and fucking tricked her out of it. Dude. It was merciless, dude.
Yeah.
And then the lady, her other lady started sticking up for her. I was like, seriously though, was there an emergency at the hair cuttery? They called her in. And dude, I was just fucking having a good old time. The dog, there was a lot of dogs there all weekend too.
I heard.
All of them, dude, the average weight of a dog is like 220 muscle bound. Bro. Six dudes walked out of nowhere just fucking yoked.
Matt, I've been telling you this.
This is insane.
Bro, I've been telling you this.
Holy fuck,
I've been out on the road and seeing the dogs, dude.
Dude, they're so fucking yoked.
I'll stand in the back and watch people walk in. I'll be like, that's a dog. You can just
see
him walk in.
You can see him, bro. I'm telling you. So they come in. And they're just, you know, the dogs are doing things. I'm having fun. I'm showing off for the dogs at this point. I'm having fun. I'm making fun of this lady. Her friend is like, actually, I am a hairdresser. So what do you got to say about that? And I was like, just says I'm right. So
exactly, that's what I called.
So, you know, it was a good time. Then I talked to the dogs. The dogs, though, can be overzealous.
They certainly can. They get greedy.
So Doogie was going last.
They get fired up.
Doogie was going last. So when I got done, I told Doogie before I left, I'm like, I'm going to run right out of here because Spud's taking me home. So me and Spud, obviously, fuck, we just, you know, put the coats on. We get out. We start to leave. The dogs, like four or five of the dogs just get up and leave. And Doogie's like, dude, they have bright orange
hunting hats. The doggerazzi was following you.
They have bright orange hunting hats on. So they get up to leave. And Doogie's like, you know, he's like, oh, what are you guys leaving now? And they're like, yeah, the fucking real guy just got done. And I'm like, no.
Yeah, that can happen.
So they're like, yeah, dude, the real comic just got done. Shut the fuck up. Just being fucking, just being dicks. But they get out and I'm like, damn, you guys. I was just telling them how, I was just commenting on their bodies. Like, you guys are so fucking strong. And they're like, bro, you don't understand. You got the militia going. I was like, oh, dude.
Slow down. What are you doing, dude? You need to come with me on the road. You can't be by yourself. I have no idea what you're going to be doing.
I was just telling them they look good. I was just affirming. I was doing some body positive stuff for the dogs.
Yeah,
like, dude,
you're like, you guys are good white men, jacked white men.
Dude,
I like it.
No way. The other guy walked by, another dog, and I was like, bro, he was like, yo, bro, cast rules. I'm like, you're fucking yoked. Just flexes at me. And I was like, dude, fuck yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just 2020, strong, clean, masculine energy, bro.
Yes.
Just clean, masculine
energy.
That's what
2020 is about.
For sure, dude.
Clean, masculine energy. None of that toxic masculinity junk.
Just, no.
We're leaving that behind.
Secure, clean, masculine energy.
Yep.
I mean, you can maybe not heckle the headliner.
Please don't heckle the headliner.
So, dude, they're like, yeah, we already saw the real dog, dude.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
That happened to me with Voss. I was opening for Voss. Some of the dogs got after him. The
dogs are loyal.
Yeah. I got done. They're like, put Shay back on. I was like, shut the fuck up. Shut up.
I'd Voss like that.
He didn't give a fuck.
True. You know, I'm sure he's just like, really.
Okay, whatever.
Whatever.
Just went and did his set.
I think people are surprised, though, when they hear about the loyal dog base, dude.
Yeah.
Because
well,
you know,
most comics don't have fans.
True.
That's it.
You said it.
So it's like, yeah. They're like, holy shit, you guys have people that come to your shows? Like, yeah.
But they say that, but like, you don't
understand,
bro.
Like, that it's not about sports.
It's family, dude.
It's family.
Yeah, dude. It's not. This week was not about sports.
This week was definitely not about comedy. It was about family.
It's about life.
That's what
dude.
Top Golf was
Top
about.
Top Golf
life.
Is about life, bro.
Top Golf is.
Dude,
life.
I'm telling you, one weekend you're off. I'm gonna reserve a little thing. I told Spud, I was like, if I ever get a terminal diagnosis, I know I'm gonna go to Top Golf every night and drink like 10 rum and cokes. Eat tendies and just hit balls into the thing until I just pass out.
I'm going to spread your ashes at a Topgolf.
Please do, dude. Just spread. Anyway.
All right. Hotcast.
What else is going on?
I ran into a good fan of ours. I ran into some fans this weekend.
That was sick, dude.
Ran into some chatheads, including the main man, Doc, dude. Doc
what
was fucking
up,
lit.
Dude.
What up, Doc?
What's up?
Doc said he and his brothers listen to this and his boys, so that's pretty sick.
Hell yeah.
He walked up. He was like, "Yo, I'm drinking Cites." I was like, "Fuck yeah, dude!" It's like, this guy's the man. And then he proceeded to get like blackout drunk and talk shit. And I was like, "Dude, our fans are gonna be the not shittiest, but like shitty in a good way."
Oh yeah,
just fucking bro
animal
shitheads.
It was like when we were in Wawa that one time, and it was just drunk fucking shitty finance guys.
Those are our dogs.
Remember the dude was stuffing Doritos down his face. He had Doritos all over his face. He looked at me and Shane. He's like, this is the only way. He just walked away.
Dude, you're really crushing those Doritos. He's like, it's the only way. Kept walking. That was the night of the heist. But
yeah.
Let's not get into the
We can't talk about that. When we heisted Wawa.
There's still time for them to arrest us.
I stole my dinner tonight.
You stole your dinner?
Mm-hmm.
How'd you do that?
Whole Foods Hot Bar, baby.
Nice. Whole Foods
Hot
Bar.
Oh, my God. Fill it up and get on out of there, dude.
That's sick.
There's too much going on.
There is.
It's too much.
You took me to that place.
I showed you.
I ate like a pound of chicken thigh just walking around through the aisles. The place is awesome.
No one questions you, dude. I'm going to eventually get fucking nabbed in there. That'd be sick if that's how I went out.
That's a Pepsi commercial in there.
Oh, dude.
I saw like black dudes in like overalls with one unbuttoned and like
Dudes holding a longboard. Like, people,
yeah, white dudes with dreads. It's fucking sick in there.
Yeah, it's fucking... It's a wild place, man.
I stole lunch the other day.
Where?
Just Drexel. Black lady made me steal it. Got a salad, and she was like... She was like, yeah, you swiped. Go ahead. And I was like...
Damn, dude.
All right. So I went to the next register and started to pay, and she saw me and was like, what the fuck are you doing? And I was like, oh, yeah, you're trying to make me steal this. So I walked back, and I was like, thanks. And she was like, do you want a drink? I was like, no, I'm good. She was like, why don't you go get a drink?
Dude.
I was like, all right. She, like, made me steal the meal and the drink.
She wanted to smash, dude.
It was a big black lady covered in tats, dude. She was the real deal.
She wanted to smash, dude.
She could sense my fucking alpha presence. 100. I was the first man she saw walk through there in hours. Dude.
Oh, my God.
She's in a Drexel lunchroom.
She probably fucking dressed herself.
Indian kids with fucking cool haircuts.
100%, dude. Fucking spikes and, like, Dragon Ball Z dudes, dude. Yeah, man. Shit.
Yeah.
You gotta go back there.
But, yeah, back to our fans, dude. Our fans are the shit.
They're sick.
This is a fucking rowdy bunch, man.
Shout out to my cousin Pat, dude.
Is he a fan?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Cousin Pat.
Cousin Pat,
he wasn't
dude.
The one running his mouth, was he?
That was Bobby, dude.
Bobby, you bitch, dude. No, I see some of my my friends from high school creeping onto your Facebook wall, which is really funny.
I like that,
every
dude.
Every once in a while, a shadhead will drop an alt-right take on one of our Facebook walls.
Oh, dude, that's the
just
best.
Like, oh, shit.
That's so funny.
Yeah, every once in a while, Richards will drop, like, a hard fucking take, and I got to delete it.
Yeah, someone wrote today, like, illegal immigrants, and I looked at it, I was like, all right, well.
Yeah, it was fucking Trevor.
That happens to me a lot when I battle the fem-Nazis.
November 15th, if any of you idiots for some reason live in upstate New York.
There'll be some.
Yeah.
No doubt.
I think Saraceni's in upstate New York.
He's close, dude.
It's a long trek, though.
He's like, I think he's from Jersey, but.
Oh, really? For some reason, I thought he was in North.
Could be wrong.
Saraceni's a good bull, dude.
Great bull.
Oh, fuck. Hold on. Talk for a second. There's a dude who asked for a shout-out. I forgot.
Who's that boy?
Ah, fuck.
I don't know, bro. Buy my book. What happened? What do you owe this man?
Nothing. He just asked for a fucking shout out. I was like, find hell it. Yeah, dude. Justin fucking Bond. What up,
there
bull?
He is,
Justin
dude. That's
Bond,
a boy?
Dude. Yeah.
What's he up to?
Oh, he does. Oh, shit. He's Asian. That's right. That's really funny.
Run me down his profile. Let me see what
he's
this
doing.
Looks
fucking jujitsu, dude.
Yes, dude. I quit.
You quit doing jujitsu?
Yeah, I realized it wasn't worth being that good at wrestling for that much money.
He said, yo, I hate to be a fanboy, but can I get a shout out on the next pod for getting my blue belt in jujitsu?
Yo,
dude? Congrats. That's
Justy,
fucking
dude.
Sick.
That is pretty. That's, dude.
He also said possibly being the only Asian listener.
Also very
pretty
true.
Pretty fucking hilarious. Good for him for having a great sense of humor.
Fuck yeah.
Literally
dude.
Every episode has been like, oh,
I know. But you have to, I just don't think it has to be funny.
True, that is just, I read that wrong.
If I was an Asian American dude and my parents talk like that and someone else did that, I'd be like, hilarious. Yeah, funniest voice in the world.
Yeah, that's, I meant to read that.
He's gonna come break our fucking arms.
More like
dude.
Justin would. Yo, I hated to be a fanboy.
He's gonna fucking choke us both out.
Justin's
dude.
The fucking dog, dude.
I gotta get back on my game, dude. I got blue belts out there, dude.
You gotta get your blue belt, dude.
There's no way.
Why?
Can't make it past white belt, dude.
Fucking Nick, dude. Nicholas Rocco, dude. What a bull.
What's up with Rocco, dude?
He's
let me
got
see that boy.
A wild-ass fucking page.
Let me see that, dude.
He's a fucking airsoft battler, dude.
Is he really?
Yeah.
See that boy.
He's got fucking...
What? He's just... What the fuck is that?
I don't know. He's like a hardcore...
Paintballer.
Yeah, I think airsoft.
Dude, I forgot to tell you. I got wrapped up playing basketball with like a bunch of like fucking 11-year-olds.
Dude, they have like AR-15 fucking...
Yeah, there's people that play, like, paintball for real, go, like, nuts with it. Is that airsoft or paintball? My cousin got real into that shit, playing, like, paintball, but, like, seriously. Getting, like, real good at fucking paint warfare. You know they make paint grenades for paintball?
No, that's awesome.
No bullshit. You can throw a grenade and it's fucking paint fucking splatters everywhere.
It's fucking sick. All right.
That's a sick shout-out. That's a sick...
Yeah, you got a couple shout-outs I skipped, but dude. Whatever, dude. Fuck them.
Get to them next week, dude.
Yeah, you'll fucking
I like that.
Yours.
I like saving the shout-outs to the end, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Going it's, through.
It's nice. There's a... I've been getting hit up a lot. It's nice.
My God. He's too handsome, dude.
The women on me? Oh.
You think you get a lot of ass if you shave?
No, I literally get no ass. But I'm trying to be like Mark Random.
He's such a pussy liar,
pussy dude.
Fucking
smacks clits for $60 an hour.
Yeah, I
no one here knows. No one that listens to this, I don't
some
think.
Some people watch
you. There's going to be a crossover.
Watch the
Real
Mark
Ass
Random
podcast.
On Real Ass Podcast, dude. Literally the funniest thing on planet Earth.
That's tough.
The dude just brags the whole time. Nice move, just bragging at me, like, oh, it's so stupid, I don't even know why. That's like Jones' top shit.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not saying, I'm a man.
Yeah, I've knocked out 15 people, but I'm not bragging.
Some of them are black. I've knocked out a black man.
He does talk about fighting black guys a lot, Jones.
That's
like,
he did.
If you think about it, yeah. When you're 13, dude, like, that's as tough as you could possibly get. If you were walking around St. Thomas, like, dude, I knocked a black kid out. People would be like, holy fuck.
That's a lot. Wood's a lot to take, dude.
Yeah.
I love him, but...
That's a time long.
I thought, I was like, all right, nice. We'll just, I have one room for the weekend, two beds. We can pull this off. I lasted Thursday. Got a new one right away. The Woodman's.
You got to get your own suite anyway, man.
Yeah, you have to. But
it gets weirder and weirder sharing a room with like a grown man as you get older.
Just there's drama the whole weekend.
Really?
It's just wood yeah. Drama. He's just like, oh man, this fucking thing. This, I gotta get home and get the podcast on Monday. I gotta do this. It's like, dude, shut the fuck up about the podcast.
He's doing it, man.
He's doing great. It is funny.
It is, man. It's fucking hilarious.
The zoo is sick.
Took the Woodman to the zoo?
Forever. Yeah, me and Woodman went to the zoo. I took him to the mall, and he got a little pouty at the mall.
What was he pouty about?
It's so fucking funny. All right, so a fan.
Oh, fuck it.
Oh, who cares? It's not a big deal to say this. It's funny as fuck. A fan, I guess, was DMing with the Woodman.
Yeah.
And the Woodman, of course, is very gracious.
Sure.
Super excited that anybody's talking to him. He's like, yeah, dude, I fucking love you. Mm-hmm. Keep listening to the podcast.
And, did he tell you he has a bunch of grade schoolers that hit him up? They're high schoolers listening to his podcast.
Oh, God.
It's like, hi, I guess it's okay. You guys are here and listening.
Yeah, yeah. But if that's true, those are – keep in mind, Woodman is he's a big-time horse feeder.
You think he's a feeder?
He could be horse feeding.
True.
He's a feeder. You got to keep the feeding in mind.
So
we're at the mall, and all of a sudden I look over, and Wood's like devastated. This is the third time this trip he's done it.
He's been devastated.
Where like I look at him, and he's just devastated and forces you to be like, what? Like, what's wrong?
So what was
this time? This time was getting his goat was I guess one of his fans had DM'd Nick Mullen and was like screenshotted how he and Wood had interacted.
Sure,
sent that screenshot to Mullen and was like, "See this guy? He runs a great podcast. This is how he interacts with fans. He's gracious. He's nice. This is how you should be." And Mullen responded, "That guy's probably a dumbass. I already know everything," or something like that. And then the fan screenshotted that and sent that to the Woodman. And he was like, "I don't know. Like, what do I do, dude? Like, how do I handle this?" I was like, "Shut the fuck up. You don't handle anything. It's fine. Mullen doesn't know you. He's not shitting on you. He's just bothering that fan."
You should have stoked up the beef, dude. That'd be a nice beef, Woodman v. Mullen.
That would be a wild beef.
That would be tight. We need some beefs, dude.
That'd be a good
this
beef,
is in
dude.
A ring talk.
Calm down versus oral presentations might be the beef.
That'd be a horrible Pandora's box to open.
No, we don't. No beefs.
No,
we don't want.
Definitely
but
not.
The fucking
that would be
the
horrible.
Response Mullen gave that fan, just being like, "I already know everything. That guy's probably a dumbass." Maybe like so hard, especially because Wood saw it was just like.
I'm in a sticky situation here. It's like, no, dude.
I was like, you're not at all. Yeah. He's like, so what do I do here? I don't know. And I was like, dude, just nothing. Literally nothing. And I'm mad that you're upset about
like,
this.
You should have like picture with a gun immediately, bro.
Yeah.
And then picture two guns on your chest, dude.
So then I just took him to the zoo from the mall. On the way home, I was like, oh, yeah, the zoo's close.
Yeah.
Take the Woodman out. Let him see some animals. Chill him out.
You had to chill him out for being called a dumbass.
I called a dumbass.
It is. I do feel badly exposing people to like online just stuff.
Oh.
It's dude. I'm telling you, man. It's fucking Fukushima. If
you're
like,
rough.
If you're dealing online, it's like fucking working in like a chemical plant. You're just working with like personality waste of just like fucking piece of shit.
We have some stuff to do last week. Excuse us.
Yeah, pardon us. We had
excuse
to
us.
Handle our business.
Excuse us. We had to kind of entertain about 1,000 people in
yeah,
the flesh.
Sorry.
Excuse us.
Sorry, pardon us.
Jesus Christ.
God.
It's about to be a mutiny in the back freezer at Fresh Grocer, dude.
What's going on there?
That's all of our fans, dude, work in the freezers of fucking Fresh Grocer. There's about to be no
They're
peace.
Ticked.
People been reaching back to grab their like frozen orange juice concentrate. And a hand would grab them, like, just get me out of here.
Where's the gas?
Where's the gas?
Where's the gas?
Yes, dude.
Oh my god,
it's on and popping.
You would have got your oil. You got your car. You got the oil change. You get in. Some dude just grabs your throat and like, where's the, where's him, the tell gas? Him to record.
We need the gas.
Our army of fucking blue collared dogs, dude.
Oh my god, that's what's up.